So the epistle for the fourth Sunday in Advent is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Brethren, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and of the dispensers of the mysteries of God. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. But to me it is a very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day. But neither do I judge my own self. For I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge not before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise from God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being the governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother tetrarch of Iturea, and of the country of Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, under the high priest Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Please be seated. Come, O Lord, and do not delay. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, we reach this last Sunday of Advent, and certainly we know that our Lord is nigh, our Lord is coming. And we anxiously await the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the Messiah for us. And so, obviously, the question becomes, are we ready for that? Have we prepared ourselves well enough? In the gradual of today's Mass, it tells us, come, O Lord, and do not delay. But then it continues on and says, forgive the sins of the people of Israel. And so with that, it contains both sentiments of being ready for our Lord, yet realizing in some ways that we're not ready for him to come. That maybe we still have some work to do. Now, have we heeded the words of this voice crying in the wilderness, St. John the Baptist? Because the wilderness signifies, obviously, our sins are being sinful, that we're sinners, that we're not listening to this voice to prepare ourselves well for this great feast. And that was what St. John underwent as he tried to prepare the people. As it says, in the desert he received this word of God. And so he received this, and then it was his mission then to go out to preach to all the people, to prepare them then for the feast of, well, our Lord, for him to come. And so that was St. John's mission. And that is why he was such a prevalent figure in these Sundays of Advent, in trying to prepare the people for that. But St. John lamented the fact that the people would not listen. That is why he was this voice crying out in the wilderness. That the people did not listen, they did not prepare themselves, they did not accept our Lord as the Messiah, even though our Lord was coming to dispel the darkness that was in their souls, yet the people would still not listen. And so in the figures of this time period of Advent, in some ways they all kind of are synthesized in this one Mass today. You have the figure of Isaiah the prophet, you have the Blessed Virgin Mary, obviously, and then St. John the Baptist. And so all of them play a part in today's Mass. As I say, it's a we're synthesizing then the whole message of Advent and coming to a head at this one point then to try to make sure that we are prepared, to try to help us to understand and to see then, are we ready for the coming of the Christ child into our soul? You know, with Isaiah, we have from the introits, the Rerati Caeli, drop down dew from heaven. That will then bud forth in the Redeemer that is to come. And so that is kind of a recurring theme that is throughout this time period of Advent, that yes, it would rain down from heaven, that the coming of the Messiah will be here. And with the Blessed Virgin Mary, we see the prominence that she plays one through her accepting to be the Mother of God. But then we also find in the offertory and the communion of the today's Mass, talking about this virgin that would conceive, that would bring forth the Redeemer to mankind. And so, yes, it's that understanding, it's that idea of this role that the Blessed Virgin Mary plays in this, of how through her fiat, through her accepting of being the Mother of God, well, then it was able to bring forth the Redeemer for all of us. And then finally, yes, St. John the Baptist, preparing the way. You know, he preached this idea of penance and the remission of sins. And that's where then in reflecting and trying to see the whole understanding of why we take on penances. Because I mentioned to you before, in these Sundays, just the whole idea and the understanding that we have obstacles sometimes to the grace of God. Through our weaknesses, through our sins, or maybe our lifestyle, that we put up these obstacles to God's grace flowing. And so therefore, it's the intention through the penances that we take on to remove those obstacles, to allow then the graces of God to flow into our souls. And so that's why the encouragement is always to try to find things that are somewhat difficult for us, but things that yet we can still accomplish. Because there's no purpose in doing things that all of a sudden we won't even be able to accomplish. It will give up during the time period of the penitential season of Advent. And so that is what St. John the Baptist preached. That is what he tried to encourage the people. And trying to help them to understand that. That the kingdom of God was at hand. God is coming. The Redeemer is coming. The Messiah is coming. He is nigh. And so you have to prepare your soul well for that. And so that is why the removing of these obstacles for God's grace to flow into your soul. Because if not, they are missed opportunities. They are opportunities that God will offer to us, graces, and yet because we're not ready, we're not prepared for that, we haven't heeded the voice, we lose out on those. And so that is something that also Almighty God will question us on our judgment, the opportunities for grace that we neglected, that we didn't take the time to prepare for or receive. And so those are things that we have to try to reflect upon during these time periods for this. And that is what St. John was trying to get across to the people then. But then as we are able to reflect upon these gospel accounts coming and seeing the figure of St. John, it is also a reflection for all of us. You know, have we heeded the voices? Have we prepared our soul? Have we made straight the path? I mean, all those reflections that we can think about and we can consider, we see, we read these in the gospel, but do we necessarily reflect upon them? Do we consider those things? And that will be the understanding for us. Are we prepared for that? Because as I say, we've come this far in saying, do not delay. Our Lord, do not delay. Yes, that can be our sentiments, but is it what we find in our hearts? Is it what we find in our souls? Or is there an obstacle to that? No matter how many times we call our Lord to come, if an obstacle is there, he won't be able to come. So these are the reflections that we must make on this last Sunday. These are the things that we must try to consider in this time period. Now we have just a few days. Few days before our Lord comes. How quickly this Advent has gone. One, because obviously Thanksgiving was so late, and then the first Sunday of Advent was already in December. So they're already cut down the time period. So cut down the preparation for us. So that's where maybe, yes, we find ourselves we're not ready for that. Maybe we haven't performed the penances that we wanted to try to take on or do. Or truly we haven't made straight then the path. So that reflection for us, are we out in the wilderness? I mean, let alone we think about St. John and his voice that is calling out in the wilderness. But are we out in the wilderness? Are we stuck out there in our sins, in our life? And so pray for the graces of Almighty God. Take advantage of the opportunities that we have. You know, please do look at the bulletin for the confession times. I mean, obviously for Tuesday nights, we'll have them before the blessing of the creche, an hour before the blessing of the creche. You know, take advantage of these time periods. In some ways, you've been blessed with the opportunity of having confessions for some of the Sundays during Advent, because I know sometimes it can be difficult to be able to come in the time periods during the week, but at least you had some of those opportunities for that. And that's where we have to try to prepare our soul well for that. We must beg God for these graces. Yes, our sentiments can be come quickly, you know, come to us, O dear Lord. But if our soul's not ready for that, what is the purpose for us? We have placed the obstacle there. So therefore, we must try to remove that obstacle. Remove the obstacle so the graces can come. You know, thinking back again to the introit, the dewdrops coming down upon our soul, those are the graces coming from the birth of the Redeemer. For them to come into our soul and to make a difference. So let us reflect with what the church says. Yes. Come, O Lord, and do not delay. But make sure that our soul is open then to that. Just as the church prays, let the earth be opened and land forth a Savior. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.